Good morning on Sunday, the 21st of February, 2021. The readings for today are from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 to 22, and the Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 1, reading from verse 9 to 15. And I want to read the Gospel of Mark. So Mark chapter 1, verses 9 to 15. It came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth to Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And immediately coming up from the water, he saw the heavens parting and the Spirit descending upon him like a dove. Then a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness, and he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. Now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." And that's the end of the Gospel reading. Of all the four Gospels, Mark is the shortest. And in many ways, he obviously compacts things. Because here we have, in a few short verses, Jesus getting baptized, led into the desert by the Spirit, and then preaching his ministry. And what probably happened over a period of time, obviously we know that he was in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights, so that's at least a month, month and a half. There's a period of time that's squashed into this. But I want to just focus on the first few verses. Let me read them again. It came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And immediately coming up from the water, he saw the heavens parting, and the Spirit descending upon him like a dove. Then a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Now the reason why I want to focus on these verses is because of what it says and how it says it. And I would encourage you to look in your Bible, to open your Bible and to read the words for yourself. Because it's really verses 10 and 11. And immediately coming up from the water, he saw the heavens parting. And the "he" is a capital H. And that means it's talking about Jesus. So I'm going to reword this, so that we understand who it's talking about. So Mark chapter 1 verse 10 says, And immediately coming up from the water, Jesus saw the heavens parting, and the Spirit descending upon him, upon Jesus, like a dove. Then a voice came from heaven, "You, Jesus, are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Now I know I'm taking a bit of liberty here because it doesn't say it the way that I've read it, but I believe we need to look at it like that and think of it like that. Because for me, what jumped out at me, and I talk about this all the time, that when you read scriptures, you want to look at it and understand it, and God will speak to you if you have an open heart and mind. He will speak to you out of the very words of the Bible. The English words that we read, even though we know that the Bible was written in Hebrew and Greek, it's been translated into English so that we can understand it, because there's very few of us, very few I'm sure listening to this and listening to me, that actually understand any Hebrew or Greek. We speak English. And so thankfully the Bible has been translated into the English language. And so we look at this and we ask God, God, teach me, show me what you're saying. And let me tell you what I saw. What I saw is that this is written from the point of view of Jesus. You see, the other Gospels that I know, the story of the baptism of Jesus, it's written from the point of view of John the Baptist. And what I mean by that is that in the other Gospels, John says, I saw heaven open, and the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove descending upon Jesus. And I heard, John the Baptist again speaking, I heard like a thundering in heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Now, the words sound the same, and the picture sounds the same. But the thing that's different here in Mark's account is that Mark is writing it from the perspective of Jesus. Now, why am I labouring that point? And I'm labouring it because I keep coming across people that think that Jesus is different from them. Jesus is special. Jesus is God. And they're not. And in a very real way, that's true. Jesus is special because he is God, Son of God. As the Father said, you are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. But Jesus also was and is the Son of Man. Jesus was born as a baby, just like every single one of us are born. We don't come into the world any other way than through the birth process. And Jesus was like us. He had to be like us. Because you see, when you go back into the Old Testament and the children of Israel coming out of Egypt, God told them to take a lamb. And the lamb was sacrificed for the sins of the people. But a lamb is not a person. And that could only be a temporary sacrifice. It could only be a temporary forgiveness of sins and healing of their bodies. Because a lamb is not human. But Jesus came into the world exactly the same as us, so that he could be the sacrifice for us. He could be the sacrifice for me. But he can only do that if he's like me. Because if Jesus is God, I'm not God. I'm a man. And you're a man or a woman who's listening to me. And so Jesus had to be like us. And he's described in the Gospels as being the second Adam. Adam obviously was the first Adam, and Adam was made pure and perfect. But when Adam and Eve were in the garden, they listened to the serpent and they sinned. They disobeyed God. Jesus, on the other hand, didn't. He never disobeyed God. He was identical to us, but without sin. And it's important that we grasp this, that we get this, that we understand this. Jesus had to be just like us. So Jesus was born as a baby. We celebrated that at Christmas. And Jesus came into the world as a little child. As I said, a baby boy. And he grew up as a young man and he grew up into a man. But he grew up as a human, Son of Man, but he also was still Son of God. But he knew that he was Son of God because of the Spirit within him. Because of God in him. He knew that he was God by faith. He had to believe that what the Spirit was telling him, what the Father told him when he prayed to the Father, was the truth. Now, some people are maybe And even as I say that, I'm thinking some people are going, hold on a minute. So Jesus knew exactly who he was. Well, I'm sure he did know exactly who he was, but when did he know exactly who he was? Now, we know there's a story again in one of the other Gospels where it talks about Jesus and his mum and dad going to the temple, going to Jerusalem. And he's around the age of 12, a young boy. And they lose him in the sense that they're already on the way back home. But they go looking for him in amongst the people that they were traveling with, and they couldn't find him. And they had to go back to find him. And he was in the temple talking and reasoning with the scribes and the Pharisees. And whenever his parents got offended and upset about, you know, we couldn't find you, where were you? And he says, you know, I'm about my father's business. I am here. You had no need to worry about me. So clearly, as a young boy, he knew who he was. But he had to grow into that. And in a very real way, because he was like us and is like us, he had to believe that by faith. And the reason why I stress and emphasize the believe that by faith is because we also believe by faith. Like, I know that the Lord Jesus Christ by his Holy Spirit lives in me because the Bible says so. I believe that my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit wherein he dwells because the Bible says so. Now, I cannot absolutely prove that beyond a shadow of a doubt until I meet the Lord face to face. But I believe that to be true because the Bible says so. And I can't say that I feel him, that I can sense him, but that's purely subjective. That's purely just me. I can't convince you or anybody else that that's true because you don't know what's going on inside my heart and inside my head. But I believe that Jesus not struggled. I don't believe that for a minute. But Jesus had to grow into that himself. And so Mark says, and immediately coming up from the water, Jesus saw the heavens parting. And Jesus saw the Spirit descending upon him like a dove. And then Jesus heard a voice from heaven saying, you are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And I'm not saying at that point he knew. I believe he knew before then. But if you like, it was an affirmation. He had the baptism. He had been baptized by John in the River Jordan. But he saw the Holy Spirit coming down upon him. Now, he already had the Holy Spirit because he is and was God. Because he was sinless as a man, son of man, he had the Spirit of God in him. Because remember I said he was the second Adam. Adam and Eve had God within them. They were in fellowship with God up until the point that they disobeyed God and ate of the fruit of the tree that they'd been forbidden to eat of. They were filled with the Holy Spirit because that is what it means to be Christian. That is what it means to be godly. That is what it means to be of him. But since Adam and Eve ate of the fruit and disobeyed, they died spiritually, is what the Bible tells us. But what that means in them dying spiritually is that the Holy Spirit no longer dwelt within them. They still met with the Lord God in the cool of the day, but they were talking to him. And in a sense, there was a barrier between them and him. And the barrier was sin. Now, you and I, whenever we're born into this world as a little baby, and every single little baby is exactly the same, we are born into Adam. And in a very real way, we are spiritually dead. And we remain spiritually dead until we come to a point where we accept Jesus into our hearts. Or if you like, where we give our lives to him and we become born again. And as it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new, and all things are of God. And that only happens when we become born again. Up until that point, we do not have the Spirit of God living within us. But because Jesus was the second Adam, he had the Spirit of God living in him from birth. And so he would have had a knowing, a knowledge, a relationship with his Father in heaven. But he still had to learn as a little baby because he didn't come out of the womb speaking Hebrew. He didn't come out of the womb speaking and been able to count and all the rest of it. He had to grow up just like we do. But the reason why this is important, the reason why I'm talking about this and talking like this, when Jesus was baptized in water in the river Jordan and he saw the heavens opened and the Holy Spirit coming down upon him like a dove, from that moment he received the power that comes from the Holy Spirit, which is exactly the same for you and me, because that's what Pentecost is all about. When we're born again, when we give our lives to Jesus, yes, we receive the Spirit of God. But we then, if you like, have a second baptism, which is the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is what happened to Jesus at the River Jordan with John. Because that's when we are able to do things like Jesus did. And that's the significance of what I'm trying to say. You see, if we see Jesus as being only God, a God who's in man, he wasn't really a man, and because he wasn't really a man, then we can't do what he did. But because the Bible describes him as Son of Man as well as Son of God, then Jesus as a perfect man was still a man. But he needed the Holy Spirit to descend upon him with power, which is what happened at his baptism. And in a similar way, we, yes, as imperfect men and women, but still men and women like Jesus made in his image, when we've been baptized with the Holy Spirit with power, we can do the same things as Jesus did. Now, Jesus confirmed this in the Gospel of John, in John chapter 14. Because one of the things that he said to his disciples was, those who believe in me will do the same things that I'm doing, and greater things than these shall you do also. Now that's only possible if Jesus is Son of Man. Because if Jesus is Son of God and is different from us, we could never do those things. So I believe that what's happening here is Jesus saw, and if you like, it was confirmed in him and to him, that he was now about to start his ministry. Because now was the time where he had received power. And so that's what happens in the immediate verses that follow. Verse 12, immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness, and he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. I've talked about this recently. You and I can do the same. Jesus didn't fast for 40 days because he was and is God and was a superhuman. No. I know men and women that have fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. It's possible. And as I've said before, I haven't fasted that long. Personally, I've fasted for 10 days. But I know that it is possible to fast for 40 days and still live. And in a similar way, the angels ministered to Jesus. They'll minister to you and me, because there already are angels ministering to us. And then it goes on and it says, now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. That was his message. Repent and believe in the gospel. And that's the same message for you and me. And to do the things that Jesus did. We can do them because he lived in the world just like us. But in a similar way, where he has been filled with the Holy Spirit and with power, so are we when we give our lives to Jesus, when we come to him and believe and trust in him. And as Jesus did the things that he did, so can you and me. We can do, I can do the same things that Jesus did, because I have the same power that Jesus had. And I may not do it perfectly, because again, that's the difference between me and Jesus, between you and Jesus. But that which is within us, the Holy Spirit, is perfect. And our spirit has been transformed, and we have the Spirit of Jesus in us. And so we are able to do what he did. So be of good cheer and be encouraged. Know who it is that is within you. And realize that you can do what he did, because he was a man just like you are. Perfect man, yes. But you can do it too. So let us pray together. Father God, help us to see who you are and who Jesus was and is. Help us to have a fuller understanding of the ministry that he had. And help us to realize that just as he ministered in Galilee, in Israel, we can minister wherever we are. We can minister in the power of the Holy Spirit, just as he did. That there is nothing that we can't do. But help us to be like Jesus and to be led by the Holy Spirit, and to listen to your still small voice, and to know that just in the same way as you spoke from heaven that you are my beloved Son, we, Father, are your beloved children. And to allow those words to change our lives to your praise and glory. Amen.